This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A lot going on at Umpqua Valley Arts on West Harvard in Roseburg. Ashley Kluver is on getting ready for things. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got a big day tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Yes. So if anybody has tried to come and see us this week and seen that we're closed, it's because we are in the middle of a transition period. We are changing out our five gallery spaces to welcome five brand new exhibits into our spaces. And tomorrow we're going to have our opening reception for these shows from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And what will people see if they come out starting tomorrow afternoon?
So we have really a huge theme around Japanese culture, but particularly some parts of Japanese American history that are going to be on display. Our main exhibit is going to be Art as Record Mini Doka. That is a show including woodblock prints made in camp, which is, if anybody's not familiar with Mini Doka, it is the Japanese American internment camp that was in Idaho during World War II. So it'll have woodblocks made in camp. It'll have other objects that were made in camp, along with some items that are on loan from both the Japanese American Museum of Oregon and a private family here in Roseburg who's had familial experience with the camp, kind of expressing and showcasing the kind of cultural heritage that was lost during this time. Because, you know, when these people were interred, they were only able to take what they could carry with them, and much was left behind. But these articles were saved from that fate, and so the family still has them, and it's kind of in addition to this exhibit.
Well, for people my age or people your age, we've heard about this. There's still some older folks around that remember it more vividly, but it's pretty stark, pretty intriguing isn't the right word, but just very unusual period of American history.
Yes, it's definitely a period where possibly, you know, things were decided on and the mistakes were made in terms of that decision, just because when we talk about the internment camps, a lot of these people were Americans. They were born here. They were second generation, third generation. And regardless of that, they were still put into these camps. And so this exhibit is a respectful remembrance of that time, of that violation of civil rights that happened to Japanese Americans during that time. And as we present this, we recognize the importance of this topic, the importance of remembering the history that happened there.
All right. And what else will people see as part of the exhibit?
In conjunction or alongside the Art as Record Mini Doka show, we also have Sandra Honda, a solo exhibit called Being Japanese American in the Corridor. This is a contemporary take to accompany that show. It is her experience being Japanese American, who is also a descendant of multiple people who were in the concentration camps, because there wasn't just Mini Doka, there were around 10 total. One of them was, for example, Tule Lake, and Sandra has relatives that were in both Mini Doka, Tule Lake, and I believe the Santa Fe camp as well, that was also active during that time. So we have a contemporary installation-based take on her experience being a descendant of those that were incarcerated. Next up, we also have something that many longtime Roseburg residents who have been familiar with the Art Center might know about, or even our sister city group. The Art of Shobu in our private collection will be on display. This show has not been exhibited for a while, and we were very excited to take this opportunity to kind of move away from the heavier topic that is in the main show and show something a little bit more lighthearted that is also beloved in the community. These works were exchanged with artists from Umpqua Valley Arts. These pieces and exchanges happened over the course of, like, I think 10 years in the early 2000s, I believe. So it's a really great showcase of some very traditional Japanese art techniques. And then finally, we also have another beloved member of our community who is showcasing a retrospective of her work. Miwako Bagley is a watercolorist who's been known in the community for a while, and she wanted to do a retrospective of her work, and we have that down at the end of the hall in Gallery 2.
Wow. So this is going to be a pretty cool exhibit to see, gritty in some ways for the serious part of it. But if people want to see it tomorrow, talk about the reception. What's going to be going on?
So at our receptions, it's completely free to the public. It's a really fun event that anybody can get in on, all ages, of course. And it's just a time to kind of usually come and meet the artists and get a first look at the work. In this case, my understanding is the family who loaned us the objects, the personal objects, will be there. So it'll be a chance to kind of meet them. You'll get a chance to meet Sandra from the corridor. And I believe Milwaukee is also going to be there. So it's going to be a chance to kind of get a first look at the show itself before it kind of runs through the 8 to 10 weeks it's scheduled for.
All right. What time is that taking place?
That is from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We'll have food. We'll have some music going. So it'll be a nice time to kind of come and socialize, and a great way to spend a Friday night.
Now, if people can't make it out on Friday, then how long is this exhibit going to be in place?
The exhibit is going to be in place until May 22nd, so there's plenty of time to come see it. And that's anytime during our open hours, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5. Or if you work, you know, until 5 and you miss us during the week, we are open still on Saturdays from 10 to 3.
All right. And for families, for parents, spring break locally is next week. You've got some camps. Talk about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So after the opening reception, we're switching to spring break mode, and we have two camps that are catering to two different age ranges. We have a clay camp that I am teaching. I'm very excited about this. It's going to be for ages 9 to 12, and we're going to do a whole host of things that just let young artists explore with clay and really get their hands dirty, so to speak. The camp's called Clean Dirt Fun because there's a joke in the ceramics world that we call clay clean dirt. and then we also have a 5 to 8 age group, and that one is going to be a really fun nature-based spring break camp. So there's going to be something for a couple different age ranges for anybody to kind of get involved in.
And obviously registration needs to take place now, right?
Yes, today and tomorrow is ideal because camps will start right away on Monday next week. So if anybody's interested in signing up their young artist, definitely head to our website or give us a call. We are close to the public until the opening reception, but we're around and we'll answer phones still, and we're available by appointment. So don't be afraid to call us if you need to.
And what about other education opportunities coming up?
So After School Arts Club is still going strong. We've been having lots of fun with artists of all ages. And as we end near the end of March, I wanted to remind everybody that April registration is active. So if you're thinking about signing your kiddo up for the next session, we definitely encourage you to. Just for anybody who's not familiar, ages 5 to 8 is Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5:15. And then we have ages 9 to 12 on Tuesdays, same time, and then ages 13 to 18, same time on Thursdays. And we have different topics for each age range. For example, ages 5 to 8 are going to be doing a paint and create month, and then ages 9 to 12 and 13 to 18 are going to explore outdoor installations.
All right, so a lot going on. Anything else you want to let people know?
Let's see. Yes, we are in the throes of planning for summer camps. I know we all, every time I come on here, Kyle, I feel like I'm always talking about summer, but it's a big time of year for us. We have lots of really great stuff planned, not only summer camps, but summer arts festival, and a new program that we're starting called Art in the Park, where you're going to see a lot more of us from UVA at different events and different places in the parks over the summer. So we're going to have more information on that soon, plus other upcoming programming, because we're starting a whole new quarter. And that includes a whole lot more new programming and new classes. So if anybody's curious, feel free to stop by UVA when we're open and grab one of our program guides. It has everything you need to know about anything related to the exhibitions, educational programming, any special events that are coming up, and kind of what's going on around UVA right now.
All right. And again, remind people what time, et cetera, for the reception tomorrow.
The reception is from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you come by around 5:30, you'll be able to catch remarks from myself and UVA staff, where you'll get to hear a little bit about what the planning that went behind the exhibit and a few other details. Actually, before I forget, not only 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. are you going to get a chance to hear a little bit about the background of the exhibit and the event itself, the Mini Doka Internment Camp, but we will also have a special talk on April 18th.
All right, a lot going on at Umpqua Valley Arts. Ashley Kluver, I'm sure you're going to be busy between now and tomorrow, so we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, 8:41 at the Morning Report.